This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's now clear that in the earliest days of the coronavirus pandemic, public health officials in Washington were panicked. At the time, as you'll remember, it was not clear what the mortality rate from the virus would turn out to be. But that was not their main concern. Officials in Washington were terrified for themselves. They were afraid of being exposed. They had used American tax dollars to fund reckless experiments in China that in the end likely created COVID-19. If that fact were to become public, it would be over. They'd be shamed and ridiculed, possibly even indicted. Their professional lives would be done. So they immediately set to work hiding it on a cover-up.
And that's where we begin today's Robert Scott Bell Show here. That was Tucker Carlson from Fox News reporting, as he's done extraordinary work covering things nobody else will cover and in ways that involve critical thinking. Something so rare as to, I still scratch my head when I hear him and watch him occasionally when these things come out. It's like, how are they letting this guy have a show? Now, part of me says this, we're going to dive into this hour a little bit. Part of me says it doesn't matter. And that might be a conclusion. And the only reason I say that it doesn't matter, not because it shouldn't matter, it should, but that it doesn't, is because my perspective here as a renegade homeopath with a radio show, now my 22nd year broadcasting, is that the virus is always, always, always a cover story for something else. Over the years of broadcasting, we have covered so many viral scams. And not the least of which are the annual flu shot scams based on a flu that they don't even isolate truly from the people that they claim that have it. And so the cover story is no longer hidden, that the virus is a scam, but most people are going to be now opened up to the possibility or the likelihood that this was indeed gain of function manufactured by so-called scientists in Wuhan after the gain-of-function studies were curtailed domestically in the United States. Let's go to clip two, talking more about this engineered disaster and how Fauci tried to limit any damage or discussion of what was really happening behind the scenes.
Last winter, a group of well-known scientists publicly dismissed the lab leak theory in a letter to The Lancet as absurd and categorically untrue. And yet, at the same time, they wrote emails to each other conceding that actually the virus did look engineered by human hands in a lab. Meanwhile, Tony Fauci worked on censorship. Fauci made certain that the self-appointed fact checkers who control the flow of information in this country shut down anyone who dared challenge the official story, which, again, we now know was a lie. In the final days of the last administration, the State Department finally began a serious investigation into the origins of COVID, into what was happening at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. But almost immediately after the election, Joe Biden shut it down.
Tucker Carlson said the official story. Again, this is Liam Sheff. The things we've covered over the years, if you haven't read the book Official Stories, Tucker just referenced it. Anybody who challenged the official story had to be shut down. Fauci is the new F word. He worked on censoring those who would actually discuss what indeed he knows happened. And yet, again, we're here discussing corruption, which is the natural state of government and those in government. And unfortunately, the natural state of the Fauci fiefdom as he is emperor reigning over the NIAID and billions of dollars of taxpayer funds being directed, redirected, and now sent to China. We're going to find out more about that, and you'll never believe what Tucker Carlson mentions or who or what group Tucker Carlson mentions as to how these emails came to light.
So in all, the lying went on unimpeded for a year and a half, and we're just learning now how deep it went. The Informed Consent Action Network, a group that advocates for transparency in vaccines, has just obtained thousands of new emails to and from Tony Fauci. They show, among other things, that Fauci knew perfectly well that his own directives often had no basis in science.
Right? This is the guy who people put on a pedestal and said, he's our guy, he's the MD, he's the scientist, NIH, NIAID, and if you question it, you will be banned. You will be deplatformed. You will be censored. You will be denigrated. You will be ostracized. You will be threatened with loss of licensure if you're a medical doctor that disagrees with the Fauci Meister, or whatever his name is at this point. It's mud here. The question is, will he pay for his crimes? We'll get to that. But what are some of his crimes? Even though he knew that kids were not suffering nor transmitting whatever they claimed COVID was or is, he continued to insist that they should be shut down. Masks? Did he not know what we knew here on the Robert Scott Bell Show from the beginning? That masks cannot possibly work based on the virus that you claim is causing all the problems? Why do I say that? Well, the virus measures smaller than any and all of the masks that are possibly in use by those that go to retail establishments and even in hospital settings. And then the lockdowns. How well did that work? What of this was a scientific validated proposal, mandate, prohibition? Let's hear Tucker Carlson discuss this some more.
He encouraged closing down schools, even though, as he wrote in one February email, quote, children have a very low rate of infection. He knew that, but he pushed to close schools anyway. Then he told everyone in the country to wear masks, even though he knew they didn't work. As he explained in another February email, which we're just now getting, quote, the typical mask you buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out virus, which is small enough to pass through the material, end quote. Those drugstore masks don't work. But Fauci continued to demand that you wear those drugstore masks. He continued to demand that the lockdown continue. Why did he do that when he knew, and we know for certain now, we can prove it because we have the emails, he knew those were not recommendations grounded in science, but he pushed them anyway. Why? We can't say for certain.
Tucker is just so on here. At the same time, I temper my enthusiasm, and this is no slight on Tucker Carlson, because very few people in media, and even in medicine, will go where I go, where we go here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, pointing out that this is a great big distraction. And this is not me saying it doesn't merit investigation, and I don't believe that Fauci should be indicted and charged and tried for crimes against humanity. I still believe that, but it also is a distraction from the real issue. The virus, even by a gain-of-function studies and leaks from a Wuhan lab, as a deadly instrument or bioweapon, is an abject failure on its face, if it has one. Why do I say that? Because if we look back at the statistics of the claims or the proclamations about those who died in the time of the COVID crazy year plus, you look at the only thing they can semi-plausibly claim, and it's not totally plausible, is that people on death's door were the ones that died. Everyone else, even the CDC at one point, remember, admitted that 94% of the people that supposedly succumbed to COVID had comorbidities. And some people push back on any of us who pointed that out and said, well, that doesn't mean it didn't cause it, just because you had comorbidities. But then again, we go back here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we point out that the tests are crap and are acknowledged and admitted to be crap. They have no standard. And I keep pointing this out to my brethren in the medical profession, even though I decided not to go all that way because I didn't want to have to unlearn the dogma and programming of Flexner Report schools. Before I realized it, that came a little bit later, and that's another story for another day. Those of you who are new to the show, you don't know what I'm talking about, you bear with me. Long-time listeners know exactly what I'm saying here. The idea that this test actually identified rapidly replicating what they call viruses to the point of death, it has not occurred. The test is crap, and some have argued, smarter than Fauci, that upwards of 90 to 94 or more percent of the positives were false positives and are false positives. What does that even mean? Again, it just means that the test, the PCR test that is only on the market by an emergency use authorization, cannot be relied upon to diagnose an active infection, much less identify whether there are billions and zillions of these things killing people. At best, you could conclude, at best, and it's a weak conclusion, is that people may have died with it. At what level? Who knows? Truly, who actually knows? So here we go further into this mess, and we find out that, yeah, Fauci's a lying criminal, a lying sack of shnikey. You know what I'm saying here? And we continue on and discuss a little bit more of what Tucker Carlson continues to do here with this next clip on gain-of-function funding.
Here he is in 2018 celebrating the end of the federal moratorium on American taxpayer funding of gain-of-function research.
NIH lifts funding pause on gain-of-function research. So let me explain this a little, because whenever this comes out, there's always the pushing back and forth from the press. So, like, NIH now is going to do dangerous research. No, as a matter of fact, it's exactly the opposite. So a framework has been now established to guide funding decisions on proposed research that might be anticipated to create, transfer, or use enhanced potential pandemic pathogens.
Huh?
I'm going to speak slowly now for those of you who are not scientifically literate, for the dumb people in the audience, which is everyone but me. The NIH is not going to conduct dangerous experiments. There's a framework. That was Fauci's promise, and in fact, it was half true. NIH did not conduct dangerous experiments. The NIH, Tony Fauci, paid for the Chinese to conduct dangerous experiments, and they did. There's no debate about that now. It happened.
It exported the work that was banned now to be funded in America, and that money, thanks to Fauci and others, was sent to China, and look what happened. More on this after the break, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So what are the consequences going to be? What happens if you do something like this and wreck the country? Will Fauci face any consequences? The White House answered that question today.
Well, I think we've spoken to this pretty extensively from here. Let me just say on Dr. Fauci and his emails, he's also spoken to this many, many times over the course of the last few days, and we'll let him speak for himself. And he's been an undeniable asset in our country's pandemic response. But it's obviously not that advantageous for me to relitigate the substance of emails from 17 months ago.
What?
He can speak for himself. He's always got a place on Nicole Wallace's show where she'll tell him what a great man he is. Really kind of a hero. He can speak for himself on MSNBC.
Just amazing. Just amazing. And, you know, we were talking about this on Friday, Super Don and me, on the show, on our Friday broadcast. By the way, you're listening on radio thanks to our syndicator, GCN. We have 2 hours a day, 5 days a week during the week where we do a video broadcast as well, and it's available on podcast sites. But just come on over to robertscottbell.com/listen. There's a chat room, live chat room, 24/7 open. And let us know what you think about this. I know what I think about it, and Super Don's going to chime in shortly. Super Don, can you isolate that response? Was that like the White House spokesperson that, you know, basically lies for a living very smoothly and
the,
just
a Psaki or whatever
Psaki,
her name
right?
Is. Yeah.
Just amazing how they find these people to do this stuff.
What kind of weird gobbledygook legalese baloney was that that she said? I think this is what you're looking for as she's trying to explain why it is she's not going to talk about the emails here. Check this out.
It's obviously not that advantageous for me to relitigate the substance of emails from 17 months ago.
It's obviously not advantageous to relitigate the substance of what happened in email 17 months ago.
Who talks like that? What?
Dude, it is just bizarre, man.
Wow.
I mean, that's a high-level talent or a low-level talent, depending on how you look at it, to be able to take these big words and mean nothing except that we don't want to talk about this.
Litigate?
Right. It hasn't been litigated. This is like, how can I throw people off? And this is what happens. You hear this and you're like, what the hell did she just say? And by that time, we're on to something else. This right. is sleight of hand. This is the razzle dazzle yeah, from absolutely. Chicago. All of that. And I know that all spokespeople, you know, for the presidents, they probably have to have this talent, and most of them do. But I got to give her props, dude. She's trying hard. But
that was a good one.
I had to hear that again. Thank you, Super D, for isolating that out. That's just stunning. That could be, I don't know, that could be a slogan on a T-shirt. Wow. Now, another thing we talked about on Friday's show was about predictions, in a sense. Like, what do we think is going to happen here? Right? In a sane world where there was justice before our eyes, yeah, Fauci would be hauled back into Congress and the Senate, of course, and under oath, have to answer questions. He would plead the Fifth, and then there would be some kind of trial at that point, and he would be fired because it's obvious that he knew what was going on and hid it, covered it up, continued to flip and flop in his own brain, in his own mind, in his own words, to just oppose what he says one day to another, one week to another, one month to another. Part of that is the psychological operation, or PSYOP, that says, you know what, we can't hide this stuff, so all we do is obfuscate via confusion. And he's a master of confusion. He says it smoothly, like I said something. You're not sure what he exactly said, much like Psaki. You know, what the hell did she just say? Finally, we ask the question, as Tucker did, what's going to happen to Fauci? What's going to happen to the emperor of NIAID? And let's hear it now.
So nothing's going to happen to Tony Fauci. He's not even going to lose his job, ever. As Biden's flack explained today, he will never be fired. Watch this.
Just since you mentioned Dr. Fauci again, can you imagine any circumstance where President Biden would ever fire him?
No. Go ahead.
No. No. And not only is he never going to be fired, held to account for this, forced to explain, he's also never going to apologize because it's your fault.
Mm-hmm. Stunning, stunning, stunning. And folks, this is going to, let's say, ratchet up the level of your frustration. And this is another thing that I spoke about last week. I do not want you to be frustrated. I do not want you to even be angry, even though it's righteous to be angry about this guy and what he's done. And many, not he's just the poster child, the latest in this round, but he's been at it for decades, criminal behavior since the time of HIV and before. And many are coming out and speaking out about it. Kerry Mullis was very forthright. The guy that invented and he got the Nobel Prize for PCR called him out. Judy Mikovits has been doing it consistently, and he is bad news. But I don't want you to focus on Fauci. We need to focus on deeper levels of how do we move forward from here, regardless of what does or doesn't happen to Fauci. And that's coming up after the break, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Democrats will start preparing the Biden administration's infrastructure bill for a vote on the House floor on Wednesday, with or without Republican support. President Joe Biden will negotiate with Senator Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia tomorrow for the third time after rejecting Republicans' latest offer on Friday, including over $300 billion in new spending to fix U.S. roads, bridges, broadband, and other public works. The Biden administration is asking for at least $1 trillion.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia says he will not vote with his party on a bill to overhaul U.S. election laws. The move virtually guarantees the failure of the legislation after near party-line approval in the House. And this just in, Prince Harry and wife Meghan have a second child. Britain's Duchess of Sussex giving birth to a baby girl, Lily, on Friday at Santa Barbara Cottage Hospital in California. This is USA Radio News. The White House is addressing recent ransomware attacks such as those that took major fuel and meat suppliers offline. Wendy King reports from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says the agency is currently investigating about 100 ransomware cases. The White House says President Biden views recent ransomware attacks as a national security concern. He told the Wall Street Journal that many of them are tied to criminals living in Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says recent attacks targeting gas and beef suppliers have raised national security concerns.
It has been new to us over the last couple of weeks, but it has been increasing rapidly around the world over the last several years.
She says President Biden will raise the issue of cybersecurity with Russian President Vladimir Putin when the two meet in Geneva later this month. He'll also meet with Queen Elizabeth, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and Turkish President Recep Erdogan on his trip to Europe next week.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Please remember to come on over to robertscottbell.com. All the links to each day's show, the notes are there. You can sign up for email alerts. We can get you heads up on all the wonderful events that we're doing, either on the air or even off the air. We've got big webinars coming up just this last week. In fact, this very day, it's still happening, I should say. I'm so confused since Memorial Day. The Conquer Your Fears weekend retreat is happening, and I'm in there. I'm telling you how to conquer your fears, teaching you some stuff I've never said on radio. You guys go. You'll see the banner in the notes. Please sign up. It's free to watch, and if you're so inclined, you can get the whole series and be benefited immensely, greatly, because a lot of people have been subjected to lockdowns and shutdowns and masking and distancing and all of this because of fear. Fear their greatest tool. We should laugh at the Emperor Fauci. He is butt naked and ugly now. Whether he is convicted or even tried should be secondary to what we now need to do moving forward. And that is to recognize, as I said before, the virus is always a cover story for some other hidden agenda. That agenda is not hidden anymore. It's to get you jabbed with not even a vaccine by the true definition of the word, but by DNA-altering mRNA, synthetic mRNA technology, causing your genes, basically your DNA, to express aberrant proteins, spike proteins, that may not be contained within one body even, but in that one body they're injected into, they're finding it all over the body, including the ovaries and the testes, which could result in the cessation of the ability to procreate as a species. I'm not exaggerating here. These are concerns they didn't even analyze or test during these clinical trials that are still ongoing. And so, Super Don, I know we talk about these things and the predictions you made on Friday as well. I agree. I just, like we heard from the clips there, they're not going to do anything to Fauci.
Not likely. No. It's not likely. Because, listen, I haven't read all of the emails personally, one by one, but I've seen a lot of analysis. And while you see a lot of, how would you say it? A lot of these emails and these things that people are saying are interpretation. And that is the brilliance of a guy like Fauci. He's been doing this for so long. The guy is a pro.
Of not committing to anything he says.
Of, you know, saying things and kind of waffling and kind of maybe, you know, but I didn't really mean that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so it's like there are very few things that he said where it's like black and white, caught red-handed type stuff that you're getting out of these emails. You're seeing a lot of contradictions about stuff. But I can just tell you, you know, it's going to be very simple for him to just say, I was just going by the data that was there at the time. But, you know, this is science and science changes. And, you know, we're constantly having to, you know, reevaluate the situation, you know. And so we can only do what we can do with the information that we've got at the time.
He should hire you like Psaki as his spokesperson.
It's true.
You're really good at
this. It's 100% true. And, you know, we've talked about this before. I know how to think like the other side thinks because I used to be like the other side.
That's
so
amazing. We would have not gotten a long way back then, would we?
I was a Mr. Know-it-all at one time, you know?
Wow.
Or I thought I was, anyway.
Yeah. Well, something humbled you because you're awesome.
I just, life's too short for that crap. But
yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah, I don't foresee that there's going to be anything that's going to happen to him. I think at the very most, what will happen is that his approval rating will go from, Lord Saint Fauci, which is what it's been at for quite a while, to a
Lord
cockroach.
Of the toilet water.
Right? Yeah, his approval rating is going to go in the toilet, and it's going to be time for him to retire. And he's going to get the pension and the gold watch, and he's going to move to the Cayman Islands, and he'll be considered
a hero by the political left, an enemy of all that is righteous by the right. And again, we go on, and the dialectic continues. We get played, and we don't recognize what I keep saying. The virus is always a cover story for some other agenda. As I said, you know, and Super D, you know, I've been at this for so long. You've been with me for a lot of these years. And, you know, not just me, our buddy Liam Sheff and others we've had on over the years, talking about the ruse that is the virus is a cause of disease. And, you know, even things like Zika, if you remember, we covered that a few years back now. Can't believe it's that long ago, right? And how it was the shrunken head thing. And we realized that it was apparently discovered in, like, 1947, Zika virus, right? And at the time and since that time, until the shrunken head scenario, microcephaly happened in Brazil, it was doing nothing. And they acknowledged it's basically a nothing. It's a nothing thing. We detect it, and it does nothing. It's a cold. It's a this. It's that. And then suddenly it's the cause of microcephaly out of the blue. What the hell happened? And then we come to find out it's a cover story for what? The dumping of toxic, let's just call them larvicides in the pesticide family, that have a known side effect when exposed to, for women who are exposed that are pregnant, of microcephaly. And again and again and again, the virus is a cover story for often toxic pollution by multinational corporations that do not want to be held to account for their polluting, because it would put them out of business. The business model is to pollute without end and never have to clean up after themselves. And if they do, they'll find a way to profit off of that. Remember, the BP oil spill in the Gulf. BP profited in the cleanup, so they didn't lose anything. This is the game that's played on all of us, and this is fascism. This is corporate control of the government. This is not me advocating socialism, communism either, because in all of those cases, you have centralized bureaucracy, and who controls it? It's the oligarchs. In those cases, those oligarchs have business interests that are coming back again to the multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. And this is why we must mature spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, economically, politically, to see through the fear porn of the germ theory born of a criminal who was, just like Fauci, friends with the emperor or the emperor himself. And so that what he says goes. And we're dealing with this all of these centuries later, and this is the result, because we're afraid when they say virus, it's like boo, and we do what we're told. And as we become suspicious of the game, the PSYOP, then Fauci comes in and confuses it, muddies the waters, and others say this, and it's opposite, and they play both sides of the dialectic. Remember, if you've got an agenda, you don't like it when there's opposition to your agenda, so what do you do? You take charge of the opposition. And I know, Super D, you've been critical of people that say, oh, he's controlled opposition, she's controlled opposition. I'm with you on that. But don't tell me, don't even try to tell me, that controlled opposition isn't a real thing.
Oh, it's definitely a real thing. It's just become too easy to throw that term around and basically have it be used against somebody you don't agree with or you don't like.
We don't want to be used as an intellectual cop-out. That's not the point. So, but it exists, and it's being played on all of us until we step back and go, the emperor wears no clothes. Not only Fauci, but the viral emperor. Stop it. The virus is not the cause of disease. It never has been. And, again, I go back to what? 1918, Spanish influenza. They hadn't even discovered viruses yet. They didn't have electron microscopes. They couldn't see to that level. In years, decade and a half or so later, or more, then they go, oh, look, we dug up a dead guy in Alaska, and this is what we found in him. He apparently died of the Spanish flu, and so we now know, because what's in him, it killed millions of people around the world. That's an abject absurdity that they can't substantiate, but who goes back to that and goes, wait a second, when did they first make the claim, and what do they do to back it up? And then we find out more and more data supporting this, that at the time that this was going on, they tried to find out how it was transmitted, that it was transmitted, even before they knew what it was or could claim anything about what it was. And they were swapping spit and sharing snot, I mean purposeful experiments, and they could not get that Spanish influenza to be quote-unquote contagious. Nobody really is alive that is functional brain-wise today that was there to witness the dying, except that we have records that are conveniently ignored about that history. What have I said about that time frame? World War I, chemical munitions, mustard gases, poverty, wartime poverty, malnutrition, experimental vaccines. Yes, that was occurring. Aspirin, immunosuppressive, and the increased use of things like radar or other types of electrical grids that didn't exist prior to that time. And if you go to Arthur Furstenberg's book, we haven't got him on yet, The Invisible Rainbow, you'll see the strange coincidence of every time the electrification of the planet artificially happened, there were strange pandemics, massive die-offs in some way, shape, or form. And I'm not the guy that's saying it's only one thing. I'm the guy who says it's a little bit of everything, and any one of those things can be the straw, whether it be radiological, whether it be electrical, that breaks the camel's back, the proverbial camel's back. At Superdome, I don't know any other show that has been talking about it this way as long as I have on this show. And I'm not looking for a pat on the back, but I'm asking people to go beyond the, oh, he needs to be in jail. Fauci's going to get off scot-free because we love him. Yes, that's real. That's a real thing. I'm not denying that. But it's a distraction, too. Does that make any sense, Super D? Am I making any sense?
Yeah, no, I get it. You're right. And it's very easy. And we're still going to talk about these things just because it's important that, you know, there is some substance to these things that needs to be pointed out, dissected, and discussed.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're right. You know, sometimes we may be missing the bigger picture on what's going on because we're looking at what our buddy Jerry Doyle used to recall the grapefruit.
The grapefruit, yes.
Right?
Yeah, yes. Especially when that grapefruit gets in your eye. Ow, ow, I'm really distracted now. And look, we're almost up on a break here, and I'm going to throw a lot into the last segment. Just plant some seeds for you. Because as I talk about the toxicological burden, the nutrient deficiencies, these are the real manifestations in terms of what they call a virus, a fungus, a bacteria, all opportunistic, if anything. And there are studies coming out, once again, validating what I say about toxicological burdens. There's one from about the BPA, bisphenol A exposure, even below what they call regulatory safe levels, impacting brain development in babies not yet born as well as children. There's even more carcinogens in what? How about it's sunshine time? You're slathering on the sunscreen? Oh, my gosh. Not only are you blocking something that prevents cancer, vitamin D production, but you're actually poisoning the body. That is also news, ignored largely because we're all worried about whether Fauci is going to jail or not. And then we have, let's see, one more story here that's not coming up, Super D, and it's bumming me out because I just had it and it just wants to just
Well, is disappear. It the one about how amazing here, a healthy lifestyle mm-hmm. can stave off dementia
yes,
and old age?
Exactly. But let's see.
Here, regardless
we're
of
out
your
of time.
Genetic risk.
Yeah, we're out of time on this, but come back. Just to throw it out there for you guys, and then come back Monday through Friday, because we got a lot more to discuss, and we're out of time almost. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, wrapping up hour one here on our Sunday radio broadcast. For those of you listening or watching live, remember, archived almost every podcast site, although we have been banned on YouTube and Spotify, but hey, we got 14 other places that picked us up, so we're not worried. You guys and gals, thanks for sharing the show. Thanks for those of you who support us directly through Patreon. We have Ask Me Anythings every month, once a month. Our next one's coming up when, Superdon?
Monday the 21st, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That's for Patreon members only. But if you would like to support the show and get in on these monthly live question and answer sessions that we do, you can get in as little as $4.99 a month. That helps support the show, keep the lights on, keep us on the air, and gives you access to a bunch of perks as well.
Yeah, and some of the levels that you have, you'll get a free Robert Scott Bell Show T-shirt. We still call it swag. The kids are calling it drip. I don't get it.
I don't understand that.
Yeah. Also, at certain levels, you also get a signed copy of Unlock the Power to Heal, a book that I wrote with my buddy Ty Bollinger. So there's a lot of cool stuff, and I say thank you for helping us, even if you're just sharing the show. It's great. And we love it that you participate in the live chat room as well. All right, Superdon, you brought that last one up, and it just disappeared. Here it is again. A healthy lifestyle staves off dementia in old age, regardless of your genetic risk. So this is, again, reinforces what I say about the terrain. The terrain is everything. The germ is basically nothing. It's only opportunistic. And what we have here is a belief in, let's say, the germ or genetics as the cause of our problem, and that's a victim state of consciousness. We'll always be vulnerable, and then the experts will come in and tell us, here's the drug you need. Here's the thing you have to do. Wear a mask. On and on it goes. And so waking up to the law of the terrain is the transformation of consciousness that will eliminate the ability of the Faucis, of the WHOs and CDCs, and in the Chinese Wuhans to ever scare us into isolation, masking, and experimental shots again. Now, I'm asking a lot. I know. Most people are not even anywhere near the things we talk about, and that's not me. Again, I'm not claiming to be better than anybody. I've been at this for a long time, almost 30 years as a homeopath now, and that's holistically viewing the world. It's different. It's a vitalistic view. It's not a materialistic reductionist view that results in what? Medical communism, collectivism. This is another aspect of the germ theory. It doesn't acknowledge that you have an individual ability to be strong and healthy despite what's going on all around you. You don't get sick as a group. You don't get well as a group, individually only. And speaking of individuals and strange choices, let's do a little food segment before we wrap up this hour, Super Don, if you don't mind. When I was a kid. Yes, yes, we do. I know this one you don't want to do. It's in the show notes, y'all. If you don't want to see it, don't go there. But come on, RobertScoutBell.com. You want to see this. It's a recommendation from the FDA or a warning from the FDA. Now, when I was a kid, one of the things I remember, one year, I don't remember how old I was. I mean, I was a young, maybe 10, 11, 12, 13, somewhere in that age group. There, in Atlanta, in Georgia, where I was, there were all of these shells of bugs, large bugs, on the pine trees. And they were empty, like something was in it and it escaped. Well, apparently, according to the FDA, maybe it was like people eating the bugs and leaving their shells on the pine. I don't know what happened. I never heard this before, but the FDA is saying, don't eat the cicadas if you're allergic to shrimp.
Cicada. Is it cicada or cicada?
I always call them cicadas, but I know cicada. People say cicadas. Cicada, cicada.
Maybe they
right?
taste like chicken. That's why they call them cicadas, right?
Well, they say they're like shrimp. And I didn't realize it. I remember crawfish as a kid.
Dude, who was the guy that decided to try and figure that out? I wonder what this tastes like, right? I mean, really? Those things are nasty. They're gross. But apparently, it's not an unheard thing of people doing this. In fact, what I understand here, there's a place that sent out like a how-to cook thing, you know, on the internet.
All right.
And apparently there's a chef, get this, there's a chef that said there's never been a complaint about this dish that he serves, and it's the cicadas, and they say that they're like shrimp, they're kind of like, crustaceans. Something like that.
Right. Well, that's why I say it's like crawfish. Some people think that's gross.
Dude, but it's a cicada.
It's a cicada. I don't know. It's been underground for a long time. Comes up, you eat it.
17 years. They stay underground for 17 years, and then they pop out. And
people will eat anything. So I got to track back 17 years, to find out how old I was. That would be 34 years ago. That'd maybe go back again another 17 years. I'm old. Dude, it's kind of crazy. I don't even want to go there. So suffice it to say, if you do eat the cicadas, tell us. Well, maybe you use the Leila Ali spice blend on them.
If you put enough spices in it, you won't know, right?
Yeah. Her stuff makes everything taste good. Anyway, thank you all for being here. We got a whole other broadcast. Healing, remember, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, not just here today, 5 additional days a week, Monday through Friday. Come on over to RobertScottBell.com, where you'll learn the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.